Hello everyone and welcome to the housing session. My name is Mari Lähtemäki, I work for the Kortepohja Student Village.
And my name is Tiia Matilainen and I'm working for KOAS. So we are here to tell you a bit about living in KOAS and Kortepohja flats and a bit information of living in a rental flats in general. But I think most of the people who left have been living in Finland quite a long time, so they will know the details. So we don't have many people here, so now if you have any questions, just feel free to ask right away so we can give you advice and the answers. As we also just told the exchange students, we don't have this kind of dormitories in Finland, which normally quite a lot of students live in abroad. So there is no one watching over the people who are living in the building, like if they are cleaning up, making too much noise, going to bed in time, putting out the lights. But living in a rental flat means that you have more responsibility yourself. So this is good to check the basics, how to handle things, and what is the things that you are responsible for, and what you can and cannot do in a flat, and what you should take care of yourself. And what we also like to do a lot of in Finland, we have everything online, as you probably have noticed. The service 24/7 and online doesn't actually mean that the service is quite there, but you can order the service, do things a lot. In KOAS web page, we have this online service. There you have different kind of forms, folder reports, the booking system. How many of you live in KOAS? Do we have any? Okay. And then in Kortepohja? All right. Well, that's good. You will have detailed information. So this is a page for those who live in KOAS. You should go to check so you will find the right way when you have any problem or any dilemma to deal with.
And as for kortepohja.fi, the web page of Kortepohja Student Village, I think it should be the first go-to place when you have any questions or issues regarding your living in Kortepohja. And also, I think it's a very good idea to check in the news section every once in a while, because it's like we try and update everything, all of the news, all of the events, all of the possible changes in services into the news section. So I think I always recommend kortepohja.fi for the first go-to place when you need anything regarding your accommodation. And also you can find the online services under kortepohja.fi. You can log in with your own information that you've already got before you moved in, and you can reserve your own sauna time, your own laundry turn, and lots of other things can be found in the online services.
And about the tenancy agreement and rent payment, I think you might already have visited the offices to sign the contracts. If you haven't, please do so as soon as possible, so that's then deal with. The leases for the degree students are without the ending day. So it means that you can live in the same flat as long as you need it for your studies. And also it's possible for you to change the flat during the stay. But we have to remember that, for example, the waiting time for the studios is in KOAS at the moment nearly a year. Hopefully we will get this thing better during this next few years. We will build up, hopefully, we will have a much more studios in close to the city center. But it's always, if you wish to change the flat, you have to fill in the application to give us the information what you need, and then probably you always have to wait at least for some time.
Nothing further.
Okay. And then if you want to move out from the flat, you have to give the notice, a written notice, one calendar month before. This is also sometimes a bit difficult to realize for the Finnish students. So let's do an example. For example, if now someone gives,
for example, me, I want to move out next month. So I want September rent to be the last one that I pay, and September 31 I want to be out of the flat. What should I do? I should give a written notice by the end of this month, which would be by Thursday evening.
Yes. So then there is the whole month between that. September is the whole month, and the flat will be free for the next person from beginning of October. You can check this online. We have the forms on the web pages. So check there whenever you start wondering if you want to move out or change the flat. And rent is paid once a month in Finland. That's normal, and normally it's at the beginning of the month, but in Kuos and Kortepohja I think the days are still the 6th.
Yes, the due date of the rent is always the 6th of the month.
Yeah, it's because before the students got their kind of support money, I think it's at the 4th or 5th. And we took it from them right on the 6th. But now I think it's changed so that it's at the beginning of the month, so let's see how this will go, if we will spend their money before they pay their rent.
Of course, we hope they don't.
Other important thing is, if you're going to live in Finland for a longer period, I highly recommend to open a Finnish bank account. It will make things much easier for you to handle your financial things. And when you pay from a Finnish bank account, always remember to use the reference number you have on the payment slip. It's only for you, that number. And when you pay with that reference number, the money you send to our account will automatically go to your rents. So that's always the safest way to pay. Okay, and I will give give Maria a bit of time to short out her throat. Apartment checklist. I just learned that also Kortepohja has this FIMEX system, which will send you the email with the link for the form that you should fill in. And it's very important that you fill in the form, because when you move out from the flat, we will, if the serviceman, when they go to check your flat, if they notice something, we will compare that result of the checkup to the form that you have filled in. So it's important to mark there any scratches or clumps or things that even don't bother you. You can live with those things, but it's very good to write them down there. And then if there is a problem that needs to be fixed, then fill in the faulty report separately. So that will go to the serviceman, and they will then come to fix it. It's a kind of...
It's a backup system,
yeah,
a safety net of sorts for your own rights as tenant, so that you will not be held liable for any damages that have been done by the previous user of the apartment. It's like you let us know that this tile was so-and-so, or there was a problem with this part of the carpet already when you moved in. And when you are moving out, all of the issues that you reported are staying in the archives, and if anything comes up in the next apartment check, the problem will not be yours, because you've already reported that it was there when you came in.
It's a double check, you and the serviceman.
Then, internet. I think nowadays internet is one of the most important services in the apartment, and we are trying to work on the reliability and easy access of the internet at all times. In Kortepohja, our service provider is Funet, which is part of the University Network branch of Finland, which means it's very safe, it's very secure, and it's very reliable when it comes to like the technical facility of the network as such. And it's very easy to start using internet in Kortepohja in general. We have limited space of IP addresses in Kortepohja Student Village, meaning that every tenant in every flat will have a right to register one device for the internet. It can be your laptop, it can be your PC, or it can be a router, because of course I understand nowadays a person needs to use the internet for more than one device. You are going to need the internet for your mobile phone and your tablet and your mother who comes to visit and a friend and somebody who's staying over. So it's going to be very important for you to use the internet on all of the mobile devices that you have. So the solution, you need a router or a router. I've noticed there's like two different pronunciations. Yes, but it's the same device. I try and use router, but every now and then I say router, and well, yeah. Anywho, for wireless network, you need to buy your own device. I always recommend the Multitronic shop, which is in city center in Gummeruksen Katu Street 6, and they have this amazing service where you can just, you know, you walk in, you say you want to buy a router for Kortepohja Student Village or for COAS, and they have it pre-registered for you. Like for the network, so that when you go home, you will just need to plug the device in and you will have Wi-Fi automatically. Very handy. Otherwise, in Kortepohja, there's the registration process you have to tackle. You need your own cable and a laptop or other device that supports RJ45 connection, meaning very simply that in the back of your laptop, imagine this is my laptop, in the back here or somewhere in the side, you will find this port for the RJ45 cable, which you can connect into the wall socket. And then you open the browser window, and the first thing that you should meet is registration web page. On the first time that you are using it, it will ask some basic information. It will ask your name and the flat that you are living in. And once you have given these details, along with the MAC address of your computer network card, it will connect you into the internet within a very short time. But as I said, I strongly recommend buying or finding or renting or borrowing a router because it will make your life so much easier once you need to connect other devices than your sole laptop computer. If you have any questions about the internet in Kortepohja, I have a wide knowledge, but I can't solve any actual problems. So if there is something that you need to ask and that needs to be sorted out, I kindly ask you to turn to it.kortepohja.fi webpage, which address is up there on the wall now. You will find the contact form on that webpage where you can fill in whatever question is bothering you. And a very kind and knowledgeable IT guy will turn to your issue, and it will be sorted out post haste.
Okay, and in COAS we have now the internet provider, this Telia company. Have you been able to fix the networking? Okay, and no, someone said no. Did you call them or did you try to fill in the form? Give them another call. They have probably disconnected something. Yeah. It should take only a few days. It should take a few days, so they got something wrong. But basically, it works also so that you plug in the computer and there is a form you fill in. But when you don't have the bank codes, they have to call you or do something to make sure it's you. So that's why if you don't have have those bank codes, it takes a bit more the process to open it. So that's why we also recommend the call, because then they can check it somehow easier. But anyway, they have a pretty long time when they answer to the phone, so if you can't get through right away, you can call them later to outside the rush hours. You can also use the router, whatever she wants to call them, and you can buy from one from Multitronic. It's always easy from Goa's office to advise people to go just outside, left, and then take a look on your right side, and you are at the place. And when you call or give the address, remember to check it from the contract that it's exactly how it's written on the contract, because otherwise they can mix it up with some other connection. And the same number and the same times, if you have any problems, you can contact Telia. So hopefully the worst rush hour is now over and they can then fix it for you.
Okay. If you have any issues in your apartment that need to be taken care of within a short period of time, you can leave a fault report online at the Kortepohja website. The maintenance company will get a list of the fault reports every day, and they will then sort out the issues within a matter of, in order of urgency. And if there's, of course, if there's something that is like totally emergent, such as water leak or broken fridge that doesn't keep your food cold, then of course you will need to make a phone call quickly to the maintenance company. COAS also has a very fancy system.
Yes, we have also this online service, and there is the fault report. For example, if you now in the evening notice that there is something wrong in the flat and you would like it to be fixed, if you send us email or wait to call after 12, versus you would fill in right away the fault report. The fault report will be at the service already in the morning, but the email, before we handle that and send it forward or give you advice how to deal with that, it will take at least a day longer. So that's why it's very, very good to go. And we can, from the system where there is the fault report, we can put it to the right person. If it's not our own men who will fix the problem, we can put it to the service company or electricity company or something, and all your details will follow there, and you will get the link and you can follow what is going on with the report.
And especially in Kortepohja, I suppose you once you've lived there for a few months, you are going to get to know the service personnel, and you're going to recognize them when you meet them in the hallways or in the yard. So it's going to be easy to sort of contact them even with minor details. But in the beginning, it's a good idea to remember that online service, the online fault report, is a quick way to reach them in matters that seem small but make your everyday living less tolerable. So we want you to be comfortable in your apartments, and we want you to feel home. So please contact the maintenance when there are little issues, such as window not closing or light broken in the fridge. It's for your everyday comfort and the best possible service.
And it's very good to take care of the problems when they are small, and then when they grow bigger, it's a more job and it's more inconvenience.
True.
Okay, smoke alarms. The law says that the tenants who live in the flat are responsible for keeping the smoke alarms in good shape and in working. So that means that you have to make sure there is a battery working there. And if it gives you this annoying sound, which means that the battery is running out, you have to take it down, go to the shop, buy a new battery, replace it, and put it back in.
That's right. I can't remember how to tackle this topic. like in a comfortable way, but in Finland in general we do not have pests in apartment. We don't have insects such as bed bugs or cockroaches or I don't know fur beetles, but a few years ago we used to have some big inflation. We just got some in the apartments. For some reason there were like big crowds of insects in some apartment, I mean in apartment and then even in the entire building. And this of course was problematic because we do not tolerate insects in Finland. In the flats, of course outside, but not in the flats. You're not supposed to have them. So we've been lucky enough to get rid of the big issues with pests by the help of our loyal and active tenants, because the tenants have been active in informing us about any bugs, any insects, or anything extra that is moving in the apartment, and it's not supposed to be there. As for Kortapohja, if you notice bugs in the apartment that are not silverfish, but like cockroaches or fur beetles or something that you do not recognize, I recommend you contact the maintenance. You can make a phone call if it's daytime and they will come, or they will send the pest exterminator right away, because that will help us take care of the issue of pests even before it spreads into the entire building. And so far we have been very lucky in the pest issue. Only few bigger invasions have happened during my career. And we have been very lucky to tackle the problems with the help of active tenants. So I hope that we can keep up the good correspondence with our tenants. If there are any issues with pests that you are worried of, contact the maintenance or ask help from the tenant advisor in Kortapohja or from the office.
Yes, and in course I recommend you to fill in the faulty report right away, and remember to put there your own phone number, because we will a contact person and in this kind of pests, well he will make the go away poison man.
Exterminator,
that sounds bad. But he speaks very good English, he's very calm, and when he contacts you, he can tell you, okay, this is what is going to happen, we are going to handle the problem this and this way. So he's very nice to cooperate with. But it's very important that he will get contact with you, who are in the flat, so that he can tell you, okay, move around this and this from here and there, and depending on the bug or whatever there is, what's going to happen. And sometimes even if you talk with your Finnish friends, someone might tell you that, okay, there's been a debate on the newspapers, who's going to pay the bills for that. We are. You don't have to worry if you make a faulty report. We are not accusing you that, okay, you have brought this here and now you have to pay the bill for this work. We are happy to pay the bill as soon as we get the information right away. We can close the problem there when it's a small one, not then when it's the whole building, and that's very expensive. And then everyone has to pay for that in their rents.
Yeah, the same goes for Kortapohja. I respect the good communication from the tenants that we have got, and I hope we can keep up the discussion with new tenants with every generation.
And then the silverfish, it's the little creature which lives in the sewers of Jyväskylä. We can't get rid of it. You might see those during the night when you go to the bathroom, put on the light. There is this little thing going on, but they are not dangerous. As long as they keep in the bathroom, we just have to tolerate them, unfortunately. They're not very good looking, but Yeah, not dangerous. You don't have to be worried about those.
They are nasty, but they are not hazardous to people. You just have to tolerate it. And with lots of cleaning, you can diminish the problem just into the bathroom, which is their rightful place.
Okay, and then another topic, the recycling. In most European countries and all over the world, this is the thing that has been going forward quite fast. But it's good to remind people how to deal with these things. In each locations, we have containers for different kind of waste. And there should be also always the, in Finnish and in English, in each container, the instructions, what you can put in here and there. And why it's very important to recycle, if you mix up the waste in different, in wrong pins, the special car will come up to pick up that bin. And that means we are going to have extra bill. And if we get a lot of extra bills, it will make it higher, the amount of money that we have to collect from our tenants. So that will lead to increase of the rents. And since they are trying to increase anyway, so we will try to keep them as small as possible. So all extra costs will end up to the rents. So this is also very important. Of course, it's also good for the to save this earth from this pollution we are going to make. I'm not going to go there, but anyways, pay attention. And if you see your neighbor, you can remind. Okay, that's the right pin. And there are also in the neighborhood possibilities to return batteries, electric appliances, plastic, textiles.
Everything has their own recycling bin somewhere in the neighborhood. At least as for Kortepohja, the nearest textile collection is next to Kortepohja shopping mall. The plastic collection is in Savela S-Market. And you can take batteries into each shop that sells them. They have this red box where you can drop the batteries into.
Yes, and I think in Kallio's shopping center, there is also quite a these big containers for textile and stuff like that. So you will find a place to put the clothes and other textiles which are not usable anymore. Yes.
Pardon? In Finland we call it bio-waste or organic waste, and each location has their own. I think there's several in Kortepohja alone.
Yeah, they will do the thing, they will get that, and then they will compose it in some other place or burn it or what.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But we don't have it ourselves that someone would take care of that.
Yeah, because big facilities such as Kortepohja and Kuas are forbidden to have their own composts in the city area because of, you know,
smell
issues. And the city takes care of composting at their location.
I think it's in Mustankorkea, or then it
probably
burned down.
Probably in that area.
Yeah. Good question.
Good question. Then there are some things that it's worth noting to protect the community in each apartment location. In Kortepohja, it is forbidden to smoke inside the buildings, also in the balconies, by your lease. And in the Finnish Smoking Act from year, I can't remember which year, it's recently, it's been forbidden to smoke in any public location, including common areas of houses. So that's why it's technically forbidden by the law to smoke or to have cigarette smoke in any area where other people are moving about. And in Kortepohja we have extended that to also reach the balconies of the apartment.
Well, we haven't done that in Kuas yet. We haven't forbidden the smoking in the balconies. But it depends how the smoke goes around. If it can go from your balcony to another flat, and then if we get complaints from there, then we might have to take some actions there also. But always remember, even if it's minus 30, you have to go outside to smoke, or then you can just quit it. It would be good for you also.
I've heard
I know.
I've heard of many smoking quitters recently.
Yeah, when it's winter makes that easy.
And then the silence time. This is an issue that we tackle with year in, year out, but it's like in Kortepohja, the silence time is between 11 p.m. to 07 in the morning. And during that time, no harassing noise from other apartments should reach the other apartments, or noise from outside. So when coming from the party, sometimes student groups make lots of noise outside the apartment buildings, and the issue is not so big when it comes to the ground level, but especially in Kortepohja, when the yards are quite narrow and the buildings around them are quite high, the noise that goes up towering the yard into the 8th or 9th floor of the buildings is, it's just something horrible, because it sounds much worse up there than on the green, on the ground level. Also, this is, it's worth noting that if you are harassed by noise from the neighbors, usually if it's a continuous noise that happens often, that causes you trouble sleeping or studying, it's a good idea to inform the accommodation services and to contact the maintenance guy when the noise is at its peak. So the maintenance guy will come into the apartment and check from which direction the smoke is coming from and how loud is this. So if you have to make a written reclamation about this issue to the office, then you will already have the proof by the maintenance staff that yes, actually there is smoke, that there is noise in your apartment, and yes, actually it is bothersome during the silence time in the night. If the noise is, if you hear sound of violence or a big party or something that scares you, it's always a good idea to contact the police, no matter where you live in or where you're staying at. In Finland, the police is still very reliable eminence, and it's a very good idea to save the number of the police in emergency number into your mobile phone, so that you can contact the police wherever you are when you need to be helped by the officials. And in Finland, you can contact the police also anonymously, but of course, if you are in your own flat and you need somebody to go and check up the flat above you or next to you because of a noisy party or anything weird, you need to give them the details of your location.
In course, we don't have this kind of service company who would go there at any time. But we have a number for security who can then go. They go around our areas. So it's always a possibility to call them or then call the police. And after that, if you have called the police or the security, it's good to write us a message. What day, what time, what was the flat where this noise came from? So then we have something written down there. We are not going to tell to the person that, okay, your next door neighbor named this and this, gave us a call or sent us a message that you are making trouble. We are not going to give this information forward, but we have to have that to be able to give warnings, which can then lead to end of the contract for the troublemaker. Okay, then for more practical stuff. About the garbage, one thing is to put them on the right containers outside, but one thing is also to put them there right away. Don't put them to the balcony or to the hallway. If you put them to the balcony, you will, what is it?
Invite. The rodents of the area.
Yeah. We have a lot of forest around the buildings, around the areas, and there are mice living there, for example, and they can climb up the wall of the building to your balcony to find the food that you put there or the waste, and then they will peek in and they will notice, okay, there is more food and then there is warm, and they will find their way in. Okay, then you have mice or rats in the flat. So no trash to the balcony and no trash to the hallway, because that has to be clean in case of emergency. People have to be able to walk there and not, clumb to the trash. So take them outside to the containers right away and to the right container, and everyone will be happy.
And this can also be stretched to the concept of cleanliness in, like, overall. I suppose degree students hardly live in shared flats, but it's also important that you take care of your own flat in terms of cleanliness. I suppose in Finland and in the Rental Act housing law, the two most important things that the renter, home renter, needs to do, the two most important responsibilities, are paying the rent and taking care of the rented property, your rental apartment. And that's keeping it clean and giving notes to the maintenance company of any damage that exists in the apartment or happens in the apartment.
We still have plenty of shared flats, and we still have plenty of degree students living in the shared flats. So, not like in Kotlapohja, where they have full
unlike
of
in
studios. When you live in a shared flat, it's good to sit down with your flatmates, make rules for the house, so that you all agree when and how often you clean up, who will do that, so that there is not this situation that someone is cleaning and someone is not. But this is a common sense, and I think you could cope with that.
And get some good cleaning supplies, good cleaning tools for yourself, and if you're living with a flatmate, you can also share the cost of detergents and the wearing of the cleaning equipment, because with good equipment and good detergent, cleaning is much less stressful, and it goes faster and is easier.
So Mari has heard.
This is important for me too.
Okay, and then one more thing about the living situation. I would like you to check your home insurance, because if something happens, a water damage or something, in COAS, the insurance that we have for the real estate does not cover your own belongings. So your computer, clothes, carpets, furniture, whatever you might have there. They are not expensive, so I think it's good to check those from the local, nearly any insurance company, if you don't have that kind of insurance from home.
Kotlapohja Student Village has an insurance included in every lease, but of course it's the last chance insurance, so it's a good idea to check your own insurance back home for whatever it might cover in case of an emergency situation.
How many of you have already felt cold in the flat? Okay, it's 21, and it's not going to get any higher than that. And I always hear from people that they try to turn on the heating. You don't turn it on. There is a thermostat which will sniff the air and tell the radiator if it's warm or cold. If it's below 21, the thermostat will tell the radiator, okay, more hot water to the system, and then it will start to heat up. But not over 21. So it's good to have a few extra clothes. But it's been studied that this 21 is the healthier temperature to sleep and study in. When you do a lot of things in the same area, the temperature should be a bit lower.
So for the winter, I recommend everybody to get a good scarf, a pair of mittens, a pair of woolly socks, thermal underwear, at least a few sets, some fleeces, and for sitting inside, I think you might need a throw blanket or or two. In Kortepohja, you can borrow them from my office, village office Vaapukka, which is in the ground floor of building D. I mean the throw blanket, not the mittens. You need to buy those for yourself.
I also live in a very, very old house, and let's see how it will go next winter. Okay, but you are not going to freeze there. If it's below 21, even if you try to, you make sure that the thermostat is open, you can always make a faulty report. If you don't have anything to measure the temperature with, you can borrow one or take one from our office. And from the middle of the room, approximately 1 meter from the floor, if it's if it's below 21, you can make a faulty report and write down there that you measure that the temperature is, for example, 18. So then our real estate people will start checking this, all these fancy systems that they have, where they can then adjust this and put this button and make it warmer. Okay. Have you checked the booking system and the reservation system in? Okay, do you find it easy to use? Okay, very good. So you can book your laundry turns, everything, sauna there. And there are the common sauna turns. I think it's a good idea first to check those if you like to use the sauna. Then if you want to have the private turns, you can then reserve it. But it's every month, every week, same time at the same day.
For Kortepohja too.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about your lease or your tenancy agreement or rent or tenancy in general, you should contact the accommodation office of your location. As for Kortepohja, it's the JYY accommodation office where you signed your lease at. And as for COAS, it's the COAS office in the city centre. About faults in your apartment, there's the online service for COAS and Kortepohja. The JYY Palvelut maintenance, they care of all Kortepohja houses and their faults and damages.
Yeah, and we in COAS we have two different service companies, and then we have our own repairman, which sometimes also come to fix things. But this online service on our webpage, you don't have to worry about who's going to come to fix it. When you make the faulty report, we will then choose the person to come to do the work. And to get to know your survival kit. This is not for.
This is not. I have forgotten this sentence in this slide. I'm sorry.
How to get to know your neighbors? Did you already find these Facebook groups of your location? If not, in COAS you can go to the locations, the housing locations where it's presented. If you roll it down a bit, you can at the bottom you can find the Facebook group address. So you can go there, and we will then join you into the group. And then you can, if you need eggs or something in the middle of the night, you can write down there if someone might have something, or if you want to have someone to go around for a walk or run or something like that, go shopping or for a coffee. You can find your neighbors there.
Many Kortepohja buildings have their own Facebook group too, so I recommend you find them and get to know your neighbors via those as well.
Okay, we nearly made it.
we have 15 seconds for questions. We have 4 questions.
Yeah. Do you have something?
As you're moving in from the beginning of September, well, you do not need your lease yet, but you can write, you can sign the lease and get your key at the same during the same appointment on September 1st. Yeah. So on Friday, next Friday, the U Accommodation Services office will be open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I assume your key will be available after noon, 12 noon. Okay. Sure, yes. The opening hours are from 10 to 3, but yes, you can also come on Monday.
Was there a question somewhere in there? Yes, down there.
From village office Vaapuka, ground floor of building D. Open today from 3 to 4:30. You can borrow the window cleaner and also, the window opener and also window cleaning set if you need any tools for cleaning the window itself. As for detergents, not existent, you can buy those for yourself, but tools for cleaning are available.
Yes, and there. Yeah. We are going to be fast. Well, if you don't have a bank account yet, you don't need it to pay the rent. You can also pay it and the bank or transfer the money. Yes. Okay. Do you live in Kuas? Yes. You live in Kuas. So you can call to the number and they will fix it for you. You don't even have to plug in the router. You can just call them and give them the address where you live and your name and they will fix it. All right. Thank you very much. I hope you will enjoy your time here and have a good luck with your studies.
Thank you for your time. See you around.